Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Gaz. Check this out. Got a sound bed in the background. Gangster as fuck. I'm going to do this now at the start. I'm just going to get the ads and dates out of the way. Please listen to the dates. Listen to them. See if I'm playing in your fucking area. The podcast, as usual, is sponsored by beer52.com. They recently sent me out a box of beer. And, you know, full disclosure, I didn't drink it. All right? Because I haven't drank since about Boxing Day. But I did give it to girlfriend Maureen's dad. And he pretty much blitzed through all of them in one night. And then stopped very abruptly after like an 8.9% fucking winter spiced stout. Where he was just like, okay, maybe hit the wall with that. But anyway, they sponsor this podcast. And what they do is you subscribe to them. You pay a certain amount of money. And they send you a box of like 10 craft beers every month. Delicious, better than any sort of weird beer you're gonna buy in a shop, you know, some fizzy tramp's piss. But anyway, if you want to support this podcast and you like craft beer delivered to your house, he's like the milkman but with just beer. Beer52.com, sign up, use the code BANTER10 and that gets you £10 off your first box like it does every other fucking week. Okay, dates coming up as well. 15th of March. March? It's not even March yet, you fucking asshole. 15th of February is Lavery's Comedy Club. We have Teresa Livingstone, who you might have seen on Late License and various other things. You might have seen her. Who did she support? Did she open at the Blame Game at the Waterfront? She's wild funny. Also, the North Down Princeling, Shane Todd, will be playing also. We're not decided on a MC yet, but it's going to be fucking sweet. Get down to that. Lavery's on the 15th. The 11th of March, this is March. Oma, we're playing Lola's with the General Banter Comedy Squad. Which is just going to be absolutely nuts. Tickets are going well. And let's just do it again. We've done it in fucking Ulster Hall. We've done it in Nerve Centre. Let's do it in Oma, guys. You know the Oma guys love a bit of comedy. Daly's Comedy Club is shut down, unfortunately. There's the odd gig in Bogans. But, you know, why not go to a big giant gig? At Lola's at the Silver Birch Hotel. Better cut out for people like Derek Ryan, probably. You know, all these other assholes hitting the diff. Hit the diff and fish your sister. Fuck that. Come see the lads do comedy. St. Paddy's Day tickets for London may be very close to gone. But you could try. Try your luck and come see me and Shane Todd in the Museum of Comedy in London. And that, I think, is probably about it. Is it? Is that it? Yeah, I'd say that's it for the intro. Anyway. We're going to do this from now on. We're going to play the intro live. You ready? You ready to kick this shit off? Let's go for it, guys. Welcome.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Jettis.
Fuck you. And there you go. Live intro up in this motherfucker. Finally figured out how to step up the old production game with lines into the mixer and fucking... We'll really play on that, I think, you know. I'm going to get a soundboard made for next week. You probably should have done it for this week, but sure, fuck it. I'm too busy. I'm done. Things are pretty hectic here at the old General Banter fucking studios. aka me, in this thing that I've converted into what I call an office, which at the minute, like, literally, it is a fucking dump. We had a guy come fix our cooker yesterday, because we bought a cooker, and then, in a matter of months, two of the fucking rings just don't heat up. You could literally put it up full whack and put your hand on it, and, here, welcome to General Banter fucking 30-year-old problems here. The ring wouldn't work, so this is before Christmas, and then it just, one thing led to another, we never got round to fucking ordering the goddamn thing. Oh yeah, I also have the cold, again. Or some sort of immune system disease, aka AIDS. But, so we're like, we need this thing fixed. It took fucking forever, and, I don't need to fix this thing, it's done. Jesus wept. Eventually we rang it, and then, you know, the guy was supposed to come out the first time. We missed the guy the first time. So, apparently he phoned and was like, yeah, I'm going to come out fix this, and he never appeared, so I'm left like, sorry about this mic movement. He never appeared, but then we eventually got a phone call, and the guy's like, where are you? And I was like, what the fuck are you saying? And he's like, where is that address? And I was like, well, that's a bad question to ask someone, bro. Where are you? You know? You know, maybe tell me where you are, because I could be like, well, you leave Belfast, and all that shit. And then turns out he was like 5 minutes away. But he rang really early in the morning, so me and Maureen were still, like, fucking in a coma. And I jumped out of bed, answered the house phone, which is a rarity. Which I'll get onto in a minute. More 30-year-old problems up in this bitch. But anyway, this fucking dude rings, I'll be there in 10 minutes, and then he arrives, and he didn't look unlike Robert De Niro, but, like, you know, like Robert De Niro in, is it, what's the fucking film? American Hustle? Is he in American Hustle? Or am I getting real fucked up with that? Oh no, what film am I thinking of where they go in and they speak to him and he's like a mob boss? I know this is like, narrow that down, Colin. But they go in and speak to him and he's got the big glasses and he's got the fucking stupid face and all. That's what he looked like. And I was like, do you know what, sir? You're a good crack. And I think he's like, this big guy's probably good crack here, isn't he? Let me bust out the old racist jokes straight away, you know. So he's like, what seems to be the problem with your cooker? And I was like, listen, bro, these front rings don't warm up, you know, they're practically lukewarm. And he goes, nah, here, what do you mean by lukewarm? And I was like, the same thing everyone else means when they say lukewarm. It's warmer than cold, but it's not roasting. And he goes, oh, so, like, I'm not racist or nothing, but, you know, cue the fucking racism as usual. I'm not racist or nothing. Here's a whole slew of racist terms. We didn't do that really, but he's like, I was on holiday once and I says this big fucking darky. I was like, what's the water like in the sea this morning? And he goes, it looked warm. And I got in the sea and sure didn't I freeze my bollocks off. And I said to him, here, the fucking one not warm. And he goes, well, it looked warm to me. I'm not racist or nothing to know, but a big black bastard. And I was like, right, cool, do you want to glance towards the cooker at all yet? You know, you've had a cup of tea, you've talked a lot of shit, can you look at the cooker now? And then Maureen came down the stairs, and he had the old, you know, I can't control my eyes because I'm, you know, like a 70-year-old man type eyes, you know what I mean? I was waiting for him to go, tell you what, there's one ring around here isn't broken. Look at the shape of this one. Is what he probably wanted to say, but he just let the old chameleon eyes swing round in his head. You know what you're talking, he asks you a question, you're answering him, and he's not even paying attention. He's just like, I grew up in the 60s, 70s, so I'm just going to go ahead and feast my eyes here without anyone giving half a fuck. And then he's like, I'll order you 4 new rings, so he has to go and fucking tear the top of it off and stick them in, I don't know. But anyway, that was my racist story of the week. Fun! More fun! fuck me. Speaking of phone calls, right? Waiting on phone calls on a house phone. Ours barely rings. And I swear to God, I use it like, you know, like sometimes someone will ring my mobile and I'll be like, listen, the signal's a bit shite here. I'll ring you from the house phone. And honestly, like, this only sprung up because you know when things, you know when things piss you off, you're like, this internet's slow, blah, 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 oh my god, there's the bill, and you're like, why is the fucking bill for the shittest internet in the world 70 quid? What the fuck? And then I went into my BT thing, probably first mistake, don't use BT, although they have to put the line in, you know, because they're like, I own everything, bastard. I'm not racist or nothing, but this bill came out and I looked it up and I was like, blah, blah, blah. And then I broke it down. I was like, the line rental is like 17 quid or something. The package is like 20. I was like, that's probably pretty reasonable. You know, around 35 to 40 quid for your internet. I know like I had Virgin Media once. It was like 25 quid for the first 6 months and then it went up. But I was like, that's pretty reasonable. But like, why, what's the rest of it on? And there was like whatever on phone calls. And I was like, who in the fuck is phoning from the house that's going to cost that much? Then you realize, you know, you read the small print and it's like free weekend calls, not even evening calls. It used to be you waited till it was 6 o'clock to ring some cunt, you know, back before mobile phones were invented and no one spoke to each other. So I was like, why the fuck is that so dear? And then I broke down the calls, checked the numbers, and it was like, it was literally like a handful of times that I rang my sister because she rang the mobile and I was like, I'll ring you back. A few times I rang Aaron McCann and a few other fucking phone calls. But here's what the phone lines are doing these days. They're like, listen, this is a dying trade. Every cunt's using their mobile phone. But let me tell you something. See when I pick that house phone up and it's not the weekend? Ho, ho, ho! Oh, shit. You may as well. It's like being in a taxi with a fucking meter just ticking over. Phone up your sister. What are you doing? I know. You're a... Shut up, you dickhead. No fucking asshole. Bye, bye, bye. Right, see you later. Put the phone down. That's $17.99, please. That 8 minute conversation you had with Rye, 8 minute Rye you had with your sister there. Fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. What the, like, that must be just how they steal their money these days. Outrageous. I was fucking gutted. Anyway, in further general banter news, there has been a bit of a competition happening in the background. I don't know if I mentioned this last podcast, but Aaron McCann and I have entered into some sort of see who can lose the most weight before London type setup, right? So basically we're gigging on St. Paddy's Day. And we decided to see who can lose the most by 16th of March. I don't know what the forfeit is yet. I'm going to make something up that favours me because there's no doubt I'll win. You know, I mean, like in the second week of this competition, he'd already been out in the piss about 4 times. And he had the flu. So he's like, fucked. I'm going to go out in the piss 2 nights in a row and then die with the flu and eat nothing but pizza the whole fucking time. But miraculously, on our second weigh-in, we'd both lost an accumulative... No, not an accumulative. We both lost a total of £8 each. Which... on us is like, it's like that Jimmy Carr line. It's like throwing a fucking deck chair off the Titanic. Me and him losing £8, and like, all the best I got out of girlfriend Maureen was she goes, "Oh, your face looks a wee bit cuter. You must have lost weight off your face." And I'm thinking, I'm the only cunt that could lose £8 off just my face. And no one else would fucking even bat an eyelid. Oh, like, your face looks marginally fucking smaller. And you're like, yeah, I've been losing weight. And you're like, yeah, right enough. You can sort of see your eyes now. Before, you look like a Vietnamese potbelly pig, you fucking mess. Isn't that unfortunate? Like, you put all this work in. You know, all these fat bitches at, like, Slimming World and all. And they're like, well done, love. You've lost 2 pounds. And it's literally off your fucking chin tits. That's what they should call that. They shouldn't call it double chin. They should be like, check out the chin tits on this fucking fucking mess. But yeah, I don't know. £8. It's like, you're literally going to have to just fucking... I'm going to have to dump about 4 stone by the time I look reasonably normal. And I'll still be heavy. You know what I mean? If I lost 4 stone, people would still be like, all right, big lad. Aye, fucking big lad, put that seat back for yourself. You know what I mean? Can you fit in there? Is that going to hold your weight, is it? And that'll be 4 stone lighter. you know, all off my face. I'll be like fucking, I'll be like one of them wee primordial dwarf people. That is rough. I apologize if anyone is affected by that in their family. But like, you know, that little pointy, like,
my precious
face, and then just regular sized body. I'm pretty sure they're small all over. But I've dug myself into a hole here, okay? I picked a bad reference that is a real thing that affects real people, and I apologize. I apologize for that. God damn it. there you go, Colin. You've lost a total of 1 stone, 3 pounds. And your face looks like a hunger striker. But the rest of your body has remained the same, you know? Like a Samoan fat lady. So congratulations, Colin. He's down 8 pounds. I'm pretty sure Aaron's like, he's like, I'm down like 18 stone something. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy the fuck. There's something like, I don't know. There is fatness involved, but there is also just the element of just being a big dense bastard, which the both of us are, you know. He's one of them cunts grew up his whole life probably with just a pint of full fat milk with everything, you know. Eating in a bar, eating somewhere fancy. We're in a restaurant. You know, can the big lad get himself a pint of milk? Because he can't settle.
Let me wash this meal down with a pint of fucking fat.
You know, so he's... Aaron should be playing rugby. That's what he should be doing. You know what I mean? Get all ripped up and just fucking... Just be a big number 8 ball carrier. Run into people with that head. A man today from Oma has caused 19 concussions at a local rugby match. All involved in one tackle. so that's the weight loss thing. I've been doing all sorts of shit to try and lose weight, but none of it involves diet or exercise. That's a lie. I'm going to sneeze right now.
Oh, fuck!
You don't get that in the fucking radio stations, do you guys? You know, people just like... Just bringing it in, this is real, guys. I'll sneeze right in your face. But so yeah, I've just been cleaning up my dad a wee bit. Although last night was a major fucking fall off the wagon because Begley was around and all, and we decided to just go and basically buy a full sliced ham. And then we just made these giant sandwiches, which of course we ate with, you know, crisps and sweets and whatnot. So that was a bit of a fucking fall off the wagon. But I'll try and keep it clean as fuck because our weigh-in days are Sunday mornings. Last week, did a whole pile of workouts. It's amazing. The first week I lost like 6 pounds. And then the second week I only lost 2. And the second week I exercised like a fucking maniac. Although there's probably... I bet you if you wanted to just lose straight up pounds, you don't do a whole lot and you eat next to nothing. I would say if you're eating healthily and well and you're working out, I would say the weight just trickles off like 2 pounds a fucking week for the rest of time. I could be wrong. I could be completely fucking wrong. But yeah, I did a lot of jiu-jitsu, you know. People are of this podcast, they'll be a fan of me talking about that. Every fucking dick's end. Went to jiu-jitsu a few times. I'm pretty sure that's why I have the cold now. It is like the dirtiest shit in the world. I go on down there, sure, and fucking let some cunt sweat in your mouth. Oh, there's their toe on your lip. It's just dirty, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you fucking walk out and all sweaty and throw your clothes back on and after a shower, and then you're walking through town in the pissing rain, freezing and all, and then you get home and you drive home for an hour wet and you're like, now I've got the cold. Great. This is going to do well, isn't it? For fuck's sake. You know, tried a new thing. Here's a new experience. There was a yoga class in a little local fucking hall type thing that girlfriend Maureen and her mom and sisters and all went to. And she was like, oh, will you go to this? You should go to this and all, because you're always giving off about having a sore back and, you know, being stiff and whatnot. And, stiff. I was like, listen, he's not going to show me stretches from a fucking dick. Only joking. But yeah, she's like, right, do you want to go to this with me tonight? And I was like, yeah, well, I might do. And then it got round to it and I was like, do you know what? I'm sort of busy. I can't really be fucked. And then she's like, no, please go, because I can't really, like... Or not, my mom and sisters aren't going. I was like, right, okay. So we go down to this wee fucking hall where there is like this wee slinky dude who's about 60 teaching teaching yoga, and there was me, Maureen, and two other ladies in this wee room with like spotlights in it, which was already warm, you know what I mean? I'm sweating like a bastard. I don't have hair to catch it. I'm sweating all over the fucking place. And it was supposed to be power yoga, and we do all these wee bits and fucking whatever. And it was good, like, it was good, but I don't know whether it's... Now, I am a fat, lazy bastard, don't get me wrong, but there's something in my fucking DNA from just doing maybe rugby or various things over the years where it's like, you walk away from it and you feel kind of... like, you know, you sweat a wee bit, and there's a few bits that are tough because, you know, you're doing, like, like core workout type things, but at the end of the day, you leave and you're kind of like, well, what now? Is there no, like, sprints up a hill at the end or fucking anything that just really makes you really tired, and then you go home and sleep nice? It was weird. It felt anticlimactic. How about that for a word? You know, just did a bit of fucking stretching, did some shit in pairs. We're like, let's fucking grab each other's hands and twist our background and all. And then, you know, pretend you're praying to the sun type shit, and then that was it. I don't know. It was weird. I mean, maybe it is supposed to be a workout, maybe it's not. Maybe it's supposed to just be yoga where you just fucking chill out, but I don't know. It seemed strange. It was an odd feeling for me to just be... Maybe I should just try and get used to it, just become accustomed to going down, stretch out your body, relax your mind. By the way, that does not work for me. I cannot relax my mind at all. It's like, just let your thoughts slip away. And you're like, well, now all I have is thoughts. You know? I'm the worst for that. Like, you know, don't, whatever you do, don't press this red button. Well, of course I'm going to press it. Now that I know about it, you fucking idiot. Don't think about anything. You know, and I'm sitting there like, I wonder what happens when a giraffe vomits. Huh? How does that work? Is it like, oh my god, I'm going to be sick, and then the following Wednesday it finally barfs? Don't think about anything, Colin. How long do you reckon it would take to lick through a window? Can you lick through a window? You know, people use the term window licker. Can I lick a window till my tongue gets rough, and then eventually I go straight through the window? Is that how it works now? Let your thoughts slip away. What if birds had fucking human dicks? Just flying about with human dicks. The crack. So, that was it, really, you know? And then you're rolling around in mats that smell like feet. I mean, this is... Even in jiu-jitsu, it's like, you know, we're aware that people are walking around here barefoot. We're aware people are sweating all over it. So, at the end of the day, they get... Not even at the end of the day. Sometimes 2-3 times a day. They get, like, Dettol fucking squeegeed. You know, the whole mats get cleaned. Yoga's a bit less obviously disgusting, so it's kind of like, let's all just stretch and da-da-da and your bare feet and all. And like, you know, every fucker is standing on them things, you know, and you do any sort of exercise or your face is near the floor and you're like, this smells like, you know, like 15 rugby teams squeezed their socks out over this mat, bro. Anyway, you could maybe... give it a wee rinse, or I don't know, you know, I don't want to give off, because, you know, it's quite a reasonably priced yoga class, you know, and I know that because I've been to one yoga class now, and I know the prices, you know. I don't know, it was a weird experience. I'll do it again on Thursday and fucking let you know how it went, you know, but I do have a fierce, loose hamstring, you know what I mean, can throw it up just the way a cat licks its asshole, just throw that leg up, whack, throw it up all day, up in this bitch. Hold on a second here. Hold on a second. I tell you what's a weird phenomenon is this fucking catch me outside, how about that? Carry on. Because I seen that video, much like everyone else, years ago.
Because you're too streetwise?
This one here.
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like something funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
All these hoes.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yep.
Look at the smug bacon in this bitch here. Unbelievable.
Catch me outside. How about that? Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside.
That was me when I was talking to that cooker guy. That feels lukewarm. What do you mean lukewarm? What I just said, fucking asshole.
What she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah, this is okay,
all,
yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that this is all mouth.
Audie's hole.
This is mouth.
Oh, so you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think...
Here's what I love about, like, fucking... It happens all the time when people are trying to be cool, especially Americans. They do this thing where it's like, you know, like, her mother's like, yeah, well, maybe she wants to take this outside. And she's like, yeah, titties outside, matter of fact. Like, yeah, I ain't gonna say in the word, motherfucking can you outside. How about that? Like, when did it... Like, there was a period of time when it was cool to be like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not cool. I don't understand it. There's nothing cool about being, like, thick. Or lazy. You know, you know, in school and people are like, nah, I didn't do my homework and I'm a bad motherfucker. And you're like, why did that become cool? I'm pretty sure if you're a teacher, you should be like, listen, guess who does their homework? Fucking winners. I mean, I don't really agree with homework. It's... School is class, but it's literally like slave labour. It's mental. Yeah, why don't you come in early to do circuits for rugby, then go to school all day, and then go to practice after. Then, you know, maybe have a part-time job, do a bit of work, and then you've fucking 9 hours of homework today. And you're like, what? No one else gets that. You know what I'm saying? Or you work in a factory, 9 to 5. Yeah, see, when you go home, there's about 4 hours of other work I want you to do while you're at home. You'd be like, hey, guess what? Suck my actual full set of genitals. Doing work at home, get the fuck out of my life. But there is a just bunch of people where it's like, yeah, it's cool, and I'm, you know, I'm gangster and I don't fucking speak right. Like, I seen an interview with I've never done gone off about stupid fucking rappers on this show. Hold on.
She's talking about the audience.
Audie's hoes.
And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
Audie's hoes laughing like it's so funny.
You know, she's talking like English is her second accent. Accent. Is her second language?
Catch me outside. How about that?
She's talking.
Hoes laughing like so funny, and all these hoes laughing like so funny.
All these hoes laughing like so funny.
You know what I mean? Your ma doesn't talk like that. Where the fuck did you grow up?
Puerto Rico. All these hoes laughing like. All these hoes laughing like they're so funny.
What the fuck are you talking about? There was an interview with like. What's it like? It happens all the time. I've said this many times in this podcast. There are rappers making a fucking fortune. And you're like, you're in the lyrics business. You know what I mean? It used to be, you know, your ability as a rapper was based on your fucking like lyrics and your flow and your clarity of your voice and all that shit. You know? And now it's like some asshole just fucking trying to fucking rap. Like, what do you call a fucking asshole? Designer? I'm really going off on a very specific rant that only matters to me. Hold on a second. Where did I see this fucking asshole? Right, I'm going to try and get an interview with this guy, Designer, right? Designer interview. And it's like, you're in the fucking speak clearly business. And this cunt's like, you know what, bug it. Like, listen to this cunt talk, right? It's like you're getting paid to say words into a microphone and you're struggling. Oh, here's an ad for Nissan. Get the fuck out of my asshole. Heartwarming. Here we go. Listen to this.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Here.
What is going on here?
No.
Seriously? It's like most people put together an outfit. You put together a symphony.
You brought me a little something, little something.
He sounds like someone's like tickling the belly of like a half tame lion. Fucking Momo.
Seriously? It's like most people put together an outfit. You put together a symphony.
Yeah, you brought me a little something, little Brazilian diamond. You know how it is, baby. Hey, hey, hey.
It looks great.
Thank you. Thank you.
What?
It looks great.
Thank you, baby. Hey, hey, hey.
It looks great.
Thank you. It is, baby. Hey, hey, hey. Brazilian diamond, you know how it is, baby. Hey, hey, hey.
Fucking Brazilian diamond, know how it is, baby. Hey, hey, hey. You forget that this cunt's probably like 19, retarded. You know, I was talking about Arma Khan earlier. Sometimes I forget that about him. You know, you get it.
Thank you.
Try and get on normal, and then you're like, send me an invoice. And he's like, what's that? I can't use a pen. And you're like, oh yeah, forget that you're like 20.
Girl, I appreciate it.
How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling crazy. You know how I did. Feeling hype. I'm trying to chill. I'm trying to not sweat in the outfit. You feel me? Like, I'm just going crazy right now. You know how I did. Feeling good. Remaining humble. Keeping my blessings to the top of the skies. You know how it is, man. Much love.
Who are you most excited?
Feeling good. Remaining humble. Keeping my blessings to the top. Not sweating the outfit, you feel me? Like, I'm just going crazy right now. You know how this feeling good, remaining humble.
He sounds like he's someone, you know, like someone's trying to drown him in a sort of hostage situation. They're like, interrogation, like, give me the information. He's like, no, Pat.
Keeping my blessings to the top of the skies. You know how it is, man. Much love.
Who are you most excited to see tonight?
Man, you know, my man Kanye West about to go up there. You feel me? Shut it down. You know how I yank it up there and all that. And excited to see everybody else who's out here. You feel me? Who's came to, you know, support everybody who's there. Excited to see you today. How your day is?
I just made that lineup. This is amazing. Have so much fun tonight.
What
enjoy.
What
this rings are, or these necklaces are amazing.
Thank you.
Making my little rings look. Seriously. You're blinging out the camera. Have so much fun tonight.
Good to see you today. How your day is?
I just made that lineup.
What I'm saying is, why is it cool to be a fucking retard? You know? Today's debate, why is it cool to sound like you've just had brain surgery? And it doesn't sound... there's me doing it. It happens all the fucking time. Like that guy's got a chain on that's worth more than probably what I'll make in the next 10 years of my life. And all he did was get up on a fucking stage and be like he's barfing into a fucking Pringles tin. Jesus fucking Christ. Designer makes weird sounds. Here we go. This is just, it's got 1.5 million hits here. This has got, or 1.2 million.
It might be hard to catch a Pokemon, but I'm still. I know what time it is. Hey. Yeah. Hey.
What a cool guy. But yeah, I do feel like it's become fucking glue sniffing cunt. It is weird. There is that thing where it's like, you know, I'm badass. I don't know anything. I'm thick. You know, I'm just gonna rhyme words that rhyme but don't make any sense whatsoever. I don't know. It's fucked up, isn't it? It's weird. It's weird as shit. Just be smart, guys. You know what I mean? Just be smart. Speak clearly. Be informed. Get woke. You know, they say that in America, don't they? Be woke as fuck. And just don't get on like a spastic. Although saying that, they do well. You know, this should be a weekly thing. Colin breaks down rappers who've had lobotomies. Don't get me started on Little Yachty. You know what I mean? If he could bite a curb and I could jump on his head, you can't say that because that has racist connotations after the movie American History X, but it is what he deserves because he is rich from, and again, you know, Arma Khan, I keep bringing him up because he's fucking 20-year-old and retarded. He's probably not, he's probably like 25, he might be 37, but you know, he's like, oh, it's just fun music. And you're like, yeah, but it's not good. It's not good at all. I've spent a lot of time on that, I feel like. Me just slobbering about fucking shitty rappers. Like, imagine I had a podcast and I come on here and I do have one, but imagine I come on and it was like, oh, what's happening, it's John Matter Podcast.
pow, 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 pow. Well, fucking, I don't say, like,
he's the equivalent of just some inaudible fucking, like, just scumbag from Northern Ireland who just was trying to rap and like, oh, I mean, what's happening now? Yeah, up a fucking peeler. Meow, 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 meow. And everyone's going, bro, that's real cool. Do you have a fucking mixtape out or what's the crack?
Oh, I need one. Bad name shops, you cunt.
Unbelievable. Speaking of fucking stupid people from here, line of the week. I was in Rushmere Shopping Centre, Craigavon. Dab. That's an audio dab. And this woman goes, there should be a page if anyone wants to start this, overheard in Rushmere. And the girl goes, if I get you a slushy, will you fuck up? To what was probably like a 10-year-old. He's like, I want a slushy. And I'm, oh my God, I want like a red and a blue one mixed and all. She's like, if I get you a slushy, will you fuck up? Parenting 1,000 there. And the irony is, you know, I bet you he doesn't fuck up. Here, let me get you a fucking frozen pint of like fucking screen wash here. And, you know, and then there you go. There's your slush puppy. Will you be quiet now? And it's essentially like meth for children. And this cunt's walking across, doing a crabs, one of them crabs bend walks across the fucking roof like he's in The Exorcist.
I said, would you fuck up if I get you a slushy, you wee fucking annoying cunt?
Outrageous. Let's move on to some other shit, because I'm fucking, you know, I'm literally just, you know, you're just offended by rappers. Let me just get one more blast of this fucking wind of liquor.
Stop it, man. You don't make shit too far. It's always about to be a trap.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be crazy. They try to keep me in there, you feel me? You think? But when you do it right, you feel me, and keep me in the positive, they can't lock
you. It's speechless.
You feel me? Just like on some new thing, like, it's him, but it's crazy, baby. What is going on?
Was it a...
What time, dude?
What's something? You know what time it is?
It's about 11:16, quarter after three.
Let me see that timing.
You're gonna be like, rock, daddy, you dig? We know how we do it, baby. You're burning. I wanted to kill everybody, Morgan. Had a bad bitch, like, wanted to f everybody for everything. You dig? So, it's all new people, yeah. My mom and my daddy sound like this too, you know?
They do? The whole family, how about grandma designed it? Does she sound like it?
You know, grandma got to put a little thing on it. You know, I think it's getting crazy,
Sorry, I let that play for like a full minute and a half. I'm upset. I'm upset that cunt makes a living. And I don't know what it is, like... I don't know. You would love to watch, like, you know, you know those battle raps that you see? You know, like, you watched 8 Mile when you were fucking 13, and, like, everyone's all smart and hitting each other with lines and blah blah blah, and then this cunt just comes on, and he's like, get down to pay me, oh my God. Oh, God. You know, and after this podcast, I will continue to watch that for the rest of the day and just fucking pace up and down the room eating Cheerios going, what is wrong with my life right now? What is wrong with my fucking life? Let's fucking, what else happened this week? There was a lot of sport on. The Super Bowl was on. I tell you what, I'm not an active fan of American football, but I feel like if you were going to watch any match, that was the one. And I wish someone would explain to me how the fuck that works, because it went into overtime, they flipped a coin, the old Patriots were receiving a kick. Now this is I am the designer of fucking American football knowledge, talking shit. So they received the kick, and then they managed to keep throwing balls till they scored, and I sort of felt like And then it's like sudden death, so they won. So I was like, is that fair? Like, and then someone was trying to say, girlfriend Maureen's sister was like, maybe they, you know, they have as much chance to like intercept or make them drop the ball, but they didn't manage to do it and they scored, so they win. But then I was thinking, but what if they received, you know, what if they flicked around and they received the ball and then they just kept throwing complete passes till they scored a touchdown? Is that not possible too? I don't know. It just seemed like they went the extra time and then they went, right, flick the coin, right, boy, you boys get a chance to score, and you did score and you won. And the other boys are just like, all right, what the fuck do we do? Just sit here and scratch our ball bags. Weird, but it was a good match. It was exciting, you know. I'm sure if you were a Patriots fan, you'd have been shitting your knickers, but it was a good match. But I don't give a, I can't watch it. I like, it's a bit like, you know, there's things that, like, if you watch UFC, it's a pure thing, you know what I mean? It's go in and beat the cunt out of the other guy till the ref stops it. Pretty cut and dry, that shit. Sometimes it goes to a decision, you know? But, like, you know, there are other games, you know, football is essentially kick the ball in the net. I'm not a big fan of football. There's rugby, which has a lot of fucking elements like an American football match, but it keeps going for the most part. It's a flowing game. But there's something about fucking American football, just the length of time it takes. You're like, for fuck's sake. Just taking forever. You know? Oh, here we go. Here's a pass. But oh, he dropped it. Now let's wait fucking 2 minutes before anything else happens. I don't know. It's just fucking, it's bizarre. But as I haven't been drinking, I stayed up to about 4 a.m. and then went to bed and woke up the next day pretty early. And it's like, see when you're like trying not to drink and you stay up that late, you're like, I may as well have had fucking 100 beers because I feel like dog shit. At least everyone, you know, gets up and they've got a hangover that kind of masks how tired you are. And you're just like, well, if I didn't have the hangover, I would just feel tired. But I actually feel like shit now, so it takes priority over feeling tired. But yeah, stayed up, watched that. There was rugby on at the weekend. Ireland got beat by Scotland, which is like mental behaviour. Unbelievable. It's hard to watch, really, isn't it? Scotland are like your warm-up team. They're fucking shit every year. Unbelievable. Sorry to shit on any Scottish fans. Let's move into some news here, guys. Or else we could probably do questions, could we? Could we hit those questions? Damn, son. Look at that. Another fucking mental thing I looked up by myself and then realized you probably shouldn't leave it on your computer. Let's load for the lads here. Come on, the fuck. There was I got a question and I can't remember where the fuck it was. Was it Twitter? Hold on. Hold on a second. Did I even talk about Lavery's last week? I talk about it every week, but anyway, cheers to everyone who came out. We decided to switch everything around to the other side. Which is able to accommodate more people, and slowly but surely it'll get better. You know, better backdrop, better seats, better tables, better everything, and it's gonna be fucking sweet as shit. Just reminded me there because Dave Elliott did a tweet, and I believe he said to Aaron McCann it was one of the best gigs he's ever done, and it was. There was a lot of material about rimming, which I remember being very funny. So respect to Dave Elliott for that. I headlined with a lot of new stuff, so apologies if you had to see that. Fuck me. Took some friends from Manchester to your comedy night. We had a fab time. Cheers, Laura Scott. Shout out. Johnny, this is my name, 27. Podcast question, was it just me or was Bill Burr's new special about as funny as child abuse? I gotta say, I would need to watch it properly again because I put it on when I was sort of fucking about on the computer in the living room and I wasn't really paying attention. And then I put it on one night when I was in bed. And I sort of fucking fell asleep. So I've seen bits of it. And I've seen the end of it. And I'll be honest, yeah, there wasn't much fucking noteworthy bits, to be honest. Yeah, it's weird. It's fucked up. And I think it was badly timed because he did it just before the sort of election had happened. So, you know, you missed out on a chunk of material because a lot of the material was like, what if Trump gets in? Which, of course, when the special came out, he was already in office. So, it's fucked up. But yeah, here's what it is. It doesn't mean that he's a shit comedian, and it's not the sort of thing that, like, would put you off going to see him. Because if you've seen that live, you'd probably laugh your bag off. But it's, first of all, watching a special, I can't even watch comedy. Do you know what I mean? Like, an hour long, an hour 20 minutes. It's a lot. It's a lot to fucking wrap your head around. It's hard to stay focused. There's a lot of things at play, you know what I mean? I'm that used to seeing live comedy that I don't even bother my asshole watching fucking bits of comedy. And then even when I do watch stand-up, it's usually in clips. You know, it's hard to take the full fucking piece of work in. Also, there seemed to be a thing started by Louis C.K. and previously like George Carlin, where they put out specials all the fucking time. And it doesn't really mean any... I'm gonna barf. It's weird. It's hard to explain. It's like you look at someone like Seinfeld, or you know, all these great comedians that people would talk about. So you got like Seinfeld and fucking, you know, even Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle or whatever. They have a handful of specials, you know, and they can get away with just having a few forever. You know, you do enough that gets you famous enough. You have your TV show or your movies or whatever. And then you're able to sort of continue your fucking thing. Your career. But maybe that was back in the day with TV. You could keep that going. And these days with internet, you need to sort of be in everyone's face all the time to stay relevant. And people keep putting out specials. And it's hard to fucking... It's hard to keep on top of. I guarantee if Bill Burr had left his special that after the fucking election, the set would be way better. But it's just one of those things. It's like, it's all him. People get very like that in their mind. Like, oh, I like this, I like this. This one's shit. You're shit now. And you're like, no, it's just, some of it's not as funny as the others. That's the way fucking things go. It's like songs or albums or anything. You might go, there's bands who are like, This album was decent. Their third album was class. Their fourth and their fifth one, no one really paid any attention to. Their sixth, I'm mainly thinking of Queens of Stone Age here. But like, or even like the Black Keys and stuff, you know, you don't know what order. You have to almost wait till the person's fucking dead and put it all together as a collection. This is just another special of his that maybe wasn't as funny as the earlier ones. But what can you do? Saying it was as funny as child abuse, I think, is a bit harsh, like. But it's just one of those things. Also, I've noticed this because of the things that I do on a much smaller level. But like, if you're a straight stand-up comedian, you know, it used to be when you're on TV, you could do a special, disappear, do the clubs, you wouldn't have to be around. Keeping your profile up, people would still remember you the next time. Oh, such and such has a new special out. Get excited about it. Whereas nowadays, like even if I'm talking about myself, I'll do a podcast every week. You cunts get to listen to it. If you think it's remotely funny, you'll be like, oh, he's quite funny on that there. You know? He's quite funny on that podcast or whatever. Good for him. And then you maybe see me do fucking Snapchats and you're like, oh, he's quite funny on Snapchat. Oh, he makes me videos, they're quite funny. I've seen him on a few other videos, they're quite funny. And then you get all this funny from different platforms, or at even attempts at funny, and then you go see me do a full hour stand-up, which I haven't done in a long time. I don't necessarily agree that you should be watching stand-up for an hour. But you go see that, and then you're like, oh, this seems weird, because I've seen him be funny naturally in different circumstances on podcasts or videos or whatever, and now to see like material on stage is a bit odd. And I've noticed that with comedians, like there's people I listen to, sorry for coughing so fucking much, there's people I listen to on a regular basis, like Joe Rogan, for example, who I'm a fucking huge fan of, you know. I would model my life on his if I could, you know, just doing things for fun and being a fucking multimillionaire. It's weird because I see him on podcasts. He's probably not even the funniest of guys, but like he's just interesting and intelligent. And you listen, you know, you see someone, you see them do like different forms of entertainment, and then you see them on stage and they're doing like rehearsed stand-up that they've done a million times. And everyone does stand-up that they've done before, you know, that's how it becomes good. But it's just weird to see someone do bits and you're like, I don't know if that's the favorite way to see this person. Bill Burr is, as well, you know, he's so funny on like Conan O'Brien, he's so funny being interviewed, he's fucking hilarious on podcasts and stuff. And then when you see him do material, you're like, I know that you're probably funnier just spontaneously. So it's weird. It is weird nowadays that you get so much of people that when they do their sort of fucking, I think nowadays you just, rather than just be known as a straight stand-up comedian, which a lot of people are, you just get known as a funny person. You know, this is a funny comedy performer, not strictly a stand-up comedian. Weird fucking thing to try and explain. I don't know if that made any fucking sense whatsoever. But you never know, Johnny. You might watch his next one. It's funny as fuck. Go watch the End of the World podcast they did with like Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope, which was on the night of the election in America. And watch that cunt carry a bunch of comedians for 4 hours straight. He's just fucking hilarious. outrageous. More questions. Let's do it. Mr. Steve Nice, the guy that does all the funny little artworks for the podcast, sent me a tweet there and it says, "We ate in one of the places from your favourite film, So Money, Baby." I mentioned one time that Swingers is probably my favourite film ever, and he ate in the Dresden restaurant. Must be in LA, is it? Which is from a scene in that film. Here's another bot emailing. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, you dumb fucking bot. We are really going to have a good time. Who's clicking on them and being like, yeah, sex bot, pull my dick. What about the purge-like situation happening in Brazil over the weekend? And that is from Chris Reezy. It's so bad it's been compared to The Purge. You know the film where the perfect society is 12 hours a year where total anarchy reigns and you can do whatever you like. The state of Espírito Santo in southeast Brazil is in a state of total chaos after military police have gone on strike. They walked out due to the poor conditions they had to work in, and it's descended into madness. Looting, raping and random acts of violence are being reported, with dead bodies and machetes littering the streets. The riots broke out soon after military police went on strike, just in time for the weekend when people aren't at work. Yep, there's some dudes just fucking stealing a fridge. Yeah, there's no police, so there's no fucking consequences. I mean, that's the Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my God, there's a guy just plastered with blood. People fighting. I wish you could read Portuguese. There's a dead guy. There's a bus on fire. Yeah, it's fucked up. But it's weird because it's obviously like a fucking poverty problem, isn't it? Because if you're in, like, you forget that Northern Ireland is for the most part grand, you know what I mean? And if you don't have a job and aren't successful, you can definitely get by on fucking benefits, which a lot of people do, whether they legit need it or they're fucking faking it. And then I also don't blame people for just fucking talking shit to a dole office, because their alternative is work some shitty hours in like a fucking shop or a bar or something and basically scrape by. You know, it's weird that way. But I don't know how to fix that. I'm not some sort of economist. But I imagine if the same thing happened here, you know, I'm in rural Ireland. You know, there's a little town nearby. If there was no police, there is no fucking police. You know what I mean? You can ring the police, but they come from somewhere else. But for the most part, it's just like, you know, just fuck. If there all of a sudden, were, in fact, they could do that. They could just come in and go, did you hear that there was no police available all last week? And you're like, you're fucking joking me. Because all you would do was just carry on with your fucking life anyway. Oh my God, what's this? You know, but there's places like that where people are desperate and poor and there's fucking drug violence and gang violence and all sorts of shit. There's just a guy dead on the street. Like, that's mad. That's mad that they'd be like, right, there's no police. And like, right, okay, well, now we're just getting into fights and people are just getting beat to death in the street. That's so fucked up, like. But yeah, it's definitely just because people are poor and they need stuff and they get into these fucking battles and there's money and, you know, oh, there's no police, is there? I'm going to steal myself a fridge like that guy in that photo. It's like a poverty thing. What the fuck? Hold on a second. Seen a sweet picture of Mickey Bartlett there. Red shirt on. Doing punch drunk all through fucking England. This guy's a fucking savage. Let's go to our next question on Twitter. Everyone should tweet Mickey Bartlett and be like, why don't you do another podcast, you fucking knobhead? What about the Purge-like situation? Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but dump. William B. Do you have an RHI boiler? No. Shane Todd has three in his gaff. Those RHI boilers, were they like a household thing? Or were they more like if you want to heat a fucking barn or something stupid? No, I don't have one, sorry. Chris McCulloch, ever looked at the Pornhub Insights? It's their stats package to show who's searching for what. No, mate, I don't go on their fucking porn sites to, like, you know, break down their stats, you fucking weirdo. You know, is that what you do? Dump your load and then be like, let's really see what the inner workings of this site are like here, guys. The 51st Super Bowl took place, right? Searches for Drake's date. Porn star Rosie Devine. Plus 2,656%. Yeah, well, obviously you're going to be like, oh, one of the most famous guys in the world is going out with some fucking porn star here and everyone looks her up. Golden Showers. I don't know what the fuck this is. These are just things people have looked up. Ray J and Kim sex tape. Pornhub year in review. What's that? Clowns. Pokemon, politicians, superheroes. I wonder, is there a Trump porn? I wonder, could I look that up? Pornhub.com. Oh, it's at the top here. Class. This is a great way to just have reams of porn in your history and be like, yeah, I was doing it on the podcast. Don't even worry about it. Here we go. Donald. I'm doing one-handed typing here. Donald Trump. Oh, my God. Check out the reams of porn here. Donald Trump daughter. Nah. Donald Trump parody. Let's really go for it. Donald Trump. We wait nervously for the Trump porn. He'd probably do it too. Jesus Christ. I'm in the part of the house where the internet is so fucking slow here. Inconvenient. Make America gape again. Oh, Maureen, do you want to watch a Donald Trump parody porn? Do you have to? Do you not feel somehow that you need to? Someone sent me. Do you want me to plug an extra mic in? It's called Make America Gape Again. Of course it won't load up because the internet's fucking turd. Oh, don't kick my mic, Maureen. Oh, wait. This is going to take forever. We're in this house, Maureen. You literally have to open the door to let the internet in.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Donald Trump continues to dominate.
The American dream is
Mr.
dead.
Mr. Trump, you're not a nice person.
Look at the American flag.
It's made in China.
We're going to hell.
It's the American flag. It's made in China. Oh, is it just like a bunch of dudes in masks? Pokemon come? That's like Pokemon Go. You know what I'm saying? Oh, come on and play.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
We have the sign going straight through the thing now, Maureen.
The American dream is
Mr.
dead.
Mr. Trump, you're not a nice person.
Look at the American flag.
It's made in China.
There's four Trumps raping a girl.
Oliver, make me feel.
Take green, your ass. I'm sure we can find John Stewart somewhere.
And we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know.
I believed you.
Make America gape again.
That's not what I expected.
Maureen, how would you describe her pants?
Not the nice, sweet little people that you think.
I think
okay.
She has like a G-string on backwards.
You're living in a world of the make-believe, Chris. You want to know the truth.
Make America gape again.
Okay, so she's on the floor now, and there's like probably a bunch of black dudes. Like, this guy's
what's
definitely black. Dick sight for Harambe.
Wait,
here we go.
Isn't
this is what you voted for, isn't it, Black?
You're right. I did vote to get fucked and have all my holes filled.
And they're pulling her. Oh, look at that. Boy, the guy's banging her actual spinal column.
I love Mexicans. They work for me. I underpay them. I love them. They're great people.
I love them. They have a dude doing an impression of Trump, but he's got a mask on. I mean, is this a highlight of a longer video? Because I don't know if you're sticking around for
fuck America and DP America and double anal America,
yeah,
and
suck
come
in
all
one
over
dick,
me
suck two dicks, suck eight dicks.
America's
it's all
gonna
the same.
Fuck yeah, 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 fuck yeah,
fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck
yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah,
fuck yeah,
fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah,
fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck. I did vote to get fucked and have all my holes filled. I did vote to get fucked and have all.
Like, look how many dicks are around her right there. America! Fuck yeah! So there you go. Type in Make America Gape Again. Is there other. Oh my god, what's that? There's other porn playing in the background. Two tabs open. So there you go. Make America Gape Again. How does that make you feel more in speaking the mic?
Not great. That is a horrible video.
I did vote to get fucked. What did you say?
Oh, my holes filled.
This is what you voted for, isn't it, huh?
You're right. I did vote to get fucked and have all my holes filled.
I did vote to get fucked and get all my holes filled. I feel like it's overkill because you've only got really like three holes and there's about six dicks there.
Yeah, and they're all like mushing them in her face. I don't like that. That's not good.
I mean, I like that's to. Not good at all. I'd like to think she's getting paid for the whole thing, but. Jesus. It always just amazes me, like, porn type things where you're like, how do you guarantee. You remember, like, the Magaluf girl, like, sucked, like, 100 dicks or something?
Yeah.
Why not just lick a urinal? Like, how many.
Oh, it's so gross. Like.
It's not even the, like, oh, what a dirty slut sucking those dicks.
Yeah,
it's more like, that's minging. Like, that is fucking rotten.
Yeah, the actual details of that are so gross. Yeah, no.
Do you want to sit in the last 10 minutes of the podcast?
I don't mind. Should we plug? Can you be done by now? That's why I came down.
No, I'll plug... Do you want to plug a mic in and finish the rest of the questions?
Sure, to sing, like for
songs. Or? Sing songs, okay. Hold on. Wellies. Do you know what? Just plug it in. I'm not going to fucking pause it. This is unprofessional. Find me the end of that mic. Vote yourself to get plugged in. America. Fuck yeah. Right. Is it going to make any noise? Right. Talk you in that one real quick.
Hello.
Hold on now. That is in 3. Talk a wee bit.
Hello.
Turn it on. No. Oh, hold on a second. We need to stop. Fuck me, unprofessional shit. And we're back. Right, I've not a lot of battery left in this, so let's really rattle through this. Test your mic one more time.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't have headphones on, so I can't.
Yeah, I can hear you. So yeah, vote yourself in to get all your holes filled.
Who sent you that? Did someone send you that?
Imagine like Arlene Foster or one of the Sinn Féiners doing that. Like that's Martin McGuinness's dying message. Vote yourself in to get your holes filled in this next election.
It just wouldn't work. Northern Irish political born. That should never ever happen.
Well, I could look it up.
Please don't.
Right. Let me just finish these questions real quick.
That's literally the first thing I've seen today. I'm not joking.
Wake up and there's some girl getting absolutely spit roasted by 6 dicks. So much dick everywhere. Dicks all around. The old fuck in the back of the head. Carry on. I'll tell you how I got on that. This guy, Chris McCullough, was like, ever looked at Pornhub Insights? It's their stats package to show what people are searching for.
I think that's a dangerous game to play that.
It's not dangerous. It feels like extra fucking admin. You know, like, let me check it. I don't even check the stats on my own shit.
That's true.
I've gone on Pornhub to be like, who's... Like, obviously, one of the ones that was looked up a lot was when Drake went on that fucking dinner with some porn star.
Oh.
And everyone's like, who's this motherfucker? And he's like...
Do you think it'd be a bit scary?
Trump about a rubber pussy.
Like finding out what actually people are looking at, because people are weird. So I feel you don't want to go down that road.
As far as I could pick up there, you can almost like, you know, it'll be like Super Bowl porn. You know, like...
It's very topical.
Like American food. Yeah, it's like Christmas porn fucked by Santa.
Oh, God.
You know, that's how I got fucked by Santa once. Didn't bring me the required presents on a day's notice, and I was like, you're sacked, mate. Pardon the pun. What did you think about Hoost van der Vesthuizen, or whatever his name is? Vesthuizen? That's the dude who got the old ALS motor neuron disease.
Oh, yeah,
and then
sad,
died
isn't
at 45. It's horrendous. It's like a fucking nightmare, isn't it? Just to be like, one of the best players ever. Even if you weren't one of the best rugby players ever, but like to just be like, oh, I'm slowing down to the point where you just die.
It's really scary that disease though, because you can just develop it as an adult. Do you know, it seems like something you would have, you know, your whole life and you'd learn to deal with it, but it's like you could be perfectly fine and then get it. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's the kind of most terrifying bit.
It's brutal as fuck. But that's probably why. But seemingly that Ice Bucket Challenge actually did sort of they did make some sort of breakthrough.
Oh wow, that's
I don't
good.
Know what it was. I just remember hearing that. I should have read it up.
That's always good whenever that happens.
I don't read shit up there. Fuck that.
No.
Are you getting Connor Keys to drop off the obligatory sausage rolls when you play OMA?
You have mentioned this before, actually.
I'd like to fucking think so. It's a nice...
If not, we'll be making a stop at his granny's house before we get there.
All I'll say is it's been a while since I've had one. And I've done a few gigs in OMA and I haven't had them. So maybe it's time to get the fucking finger out. Jesus Christ. Lee McGlinchey. Google Roman Reigns and tell us if he's handsome or handsome as fuck. Here we go, for fuck's sake. How good is it now? I'm wearing and just play clips straight to the wee machine.
Very exciting.
Loving it.
I mean, I can't hear anything, but you know... I'm sure.
Well, just Roman Reigns. Is this a fucking... Who is this? Sexy or sexy as fuck?
What do you think, Maureen?
Big old greasy, he's like a poor man's Momoa, isn't he?
I was just going to say that. He's kind of on the verge of Momoa, but he's not quite there.
Momoa.
Too greasy for me.
Too greasy?
Yeah.
You tell me if Momoa wasn't greased up? Talking all Dothraki in your butthole?
Yeah, he's not greasy looking though. He's got like long flowing locks, you see, so.
Yeah,
it's
just running through fields with his wilding children.
I mean, he is like the epitome of a man. Like, he is male Adonis kind of material, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, and then he's just a bit, he plays it up a bit too much, like, but.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds like jealousy. He's just a bit much for me.
When he's on an interview and all, he's like, yeah, I wear wolf skin and all. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's called being charming.
It's called being a big fruit. There he is there, no beard and all. Looks like a sexy woman.
Still great.
Suck them titties, would you?
What?
Is that a young him just when he was like.
Is that him? I don't know.
You know what? I think it is. How do you feel about the young one? Not so much. Do you like the big hairy
one?
He's
a bit too pretty boy there, funny enough.
Really?
So
you like the big old... Look at his smug face there. Do you like that one? Little smug face?
See, I think he has a hint of Brendan Schaub about him as well in his face, so that's why.
He's got a t-shirt there that says titties and beer. Okay, maybe I do like him again.
Yeah.
So Brendan, all I do is introduce you to men that you fancy now. We think of this guy. Oh my God, lovely.
Only very recently have any of them actually been attractive though, so that's always good.
Like who? Me?
No, I mean most of the people I like pretend fancy. They're usually just really average people.
I was joking around earlier where you said something like, oh, you look a bit cuter in your face. You might have lost weight from your face. And I was like, only I could lose 8 pounds from my face. And people will be like, I probably weigh myself now. I'm exactly the same weight. But let's have a clean.
Maybe it's just like the furrows of your brows have like disappeared. That's it.
Really? There's like 2 pounds. Fat rolls over my head.
Yeah,
now?
Fat rolls. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. You're like less wrinkly. It was just fat. That was all it was.
Face fat. Face fats, guys.
Like it's like a wee bulldog. If you just pull the skin back, that's kind of what you look like. So.
You can never say pull the skin back.
No, I'm sorry. I regret that immediately when I said that.
You can
I'm so sorry.
Never pull the skin back.
That actually makes me feel really sick saying that. So.
Oh, God, it makes me feel...
This is what you voted for, isn't it, huh?
You're right. I did vote to get fucked and have all my holes filled.
I don't like her.
Look at this. Look at the freeze frame of just this wee dickhead.
No, I don't want to, Colin.
Yes!
It's like those little baby mice things with little pinky things. Ugh.
Fuck. If it was like a long tube. Gross. Have you heard or seen the documentary called Audrey and Daisy? It shows Chris Raff, the Lord of Darkness, with his fucking questions here, shows how corrupt those small counties in America are. Do you want to watch?
It's on Netflix, though, isn't it? I have seen it, but I haven't watched it.
Do you want to watch the trailer for it?
Sure.
Okay. This is the problem with me. Is that how you spell it? Audrey and.
Do you know what would be so great? If someone could actually recommend like a show or documentary to watch and then you have to review it because you never watch anything and this would actually make you watch it. Because if anyone knows Colin, he has no attention span to sit and watch anything and I love watching stuff. Like, I could watch 22 episodes in a series.
Yeah, your mother.
Yeah, your mother. My headphones more.
Kind of hurt. And there's the birthday girl. Cheese.
There's a lot of hashtags coming up.
Good morning, Maryville. It's a cold start to the day right now, only 21 degrees.
Definitely improvement getting the sign and the machine.
Audrey was one of my only true friends.
She was always a happy kid, fun kid.
And Daisy, she was such a daddy's girl.
In a small town, everybody is connected.
A lot of these families have been here for generations.
This guy started texting me. It was kind of like, oh, older boys want to hang out with us. I think I was drunk.
The boys were pretty persistent. Then I guess things got worse.
She was laying in the yard and her hair was frozen to the ground.
Group of boys crowded around looking at a phone.
You carried her upstairs passed out. Why did you lie to the police?
She said, I'm scared. I did something that I didn't want to do.
Who took the video?
The whole town split up and decided Daisy against people that were very, very vicious.
We started having issues with vandalism.
It was picked up in the world of social media. That's when this erupted into a firestorm.
The grandson of a Missouri official has walked free.
We had our house burned down.
These are very hard cases.
No nice way to say it. They're liars.
The verdict was hard to believe.
She said, I can't do this anymore.
Just a pile of raping. Cheers, Chris, for the old...
With your feet in the air and your head on the ground.
It became more important to shield the boys than it did to find justice for the girls.
Try this trick and spin it.
Girls have as much culpability in this world as boys do.
Your head will collapse.
You know, when you're going out,
if no one's going to talk about it, then I will.
Where is my mind?
It's sad, but after that incident, something clicked.
We can't ignore an army of voices. The words of our enemies aren't as awful as the silence of our friends.
Oh, Jesus. That has killed my Make America Gape Again boner. Did you pick up the vibes from that?
Yeah, I could pretty much hear it.
So...
That's scary.
Two girls were like sexually assaulted by a group of dudes, and then social media were all like, you know, saying bad things about them.
That's gonna be one of those like horrible to watch, like, but very interesting ones.
Yeah,
but
like, just, you know, one of those things where you're like, make sure you've done everything before you watch that.
Yeah, do like, it like, like
have your dinner, all that. You know what I mean? Like, and then.
But then also not too late at night, because if I watch things like that before I go to sleep, I am like ready for nightmares, so I have to be like, okay, we'll watch this, but then we'll watch Bob Burgers for 5 hours.
Like, I know that.
So,
I know that, like, later on tonight, you'll be looking to go to sleep or something, and you'll just be like.
That's usually what happens.
And then you'll be like, really? Like, Make America Gape Again?
Yeah.
Why did you show me that? And then you'll be awake all night.
Yeah.
You know?
I told you, like, I just can't and get rid of things in my head.
And then I'll stick it on background, and, you know?
Yeah, you're usually very helpful like that, Colin. You're one of those people, like, your therapy for anything is like, well, I'll just inundate you with it until you laugh or you forget about it. And like,
100%.
That doesn't always work.
It's like, you know, like, in Clockwork Orange, or Chocolate Orange, as your dad called it.
Chocolate Orange.
When they keep their eyes open, just desensitized. That's my technique.
Desensitized. But, like, the fact that you know that I hate vomit and you constantly show me videos of people vomiting.
It's weird because you hate it and I don't think there's anything funnier.
I know, like, we're really polar opposite on
that. Someone being sick.
Really, like, I have a real phobia, like, but...
I love it. I love watching people being sick. Where would be your holiday heaven and hell? My holiday hell would be, like, fuck. Just be poking in a... No, my holiday hell would be, like... One of those Magaluf style lads holidays.
100%. Like, you couldn't pay me to go there for
a week. I would literally rather be on a fucking bungalow on the coast of Ireland with nothing around me for a week than go on one of them.
I think it's like, it's not the idea of like a party holiday or anything like that. Like, I would love that. Like, I would go on any of those.
That's because you'd 100% get Audrey and Daisy in the street.
Yeah, like the likes of Magaluf or any of those ones, they're just so dirty, disgusting, rotten. And the kind of people there are just, I don't know. From what I've seen, obviously I've never been, but it just looks just so disgusting.
It's so sick. It's got that like pack mentality of like, oh, you're on a boat, everyone's cheering you on.
Yeah,
so
I think
definitely
that's
just
so
suck
disgusting.
This stranger's dick or something.
I hate that. That's like, I hate
brutal
that.
As fuck. I would
it's
rather
it's
someone
all like peer pressure. The whole thing is just someone else being like, yeah, that'd be funny if you did that, and we'll all laugh.
Or you're like, oh yeah, the forfeit for this game is you drink a pint of someone's pissing on. You're like,
disgusting.
You fucking animals. I'd rather someone was just like, you know, I hate that seedy sex world. I'd rather someone was just like, do you know who's fucking Joanne there is just has sex with different dudes every night? And you're like, are you serious? And you're like, yeah, she just loves bucking. You know? Doesn't make a big deal of it. Just full man eater. You know what I mean? Just bucking dudes.
Yeah,
you'd be like,
oh,
I kind of respect that.
I just don't like the in your faceness of it.
You'll like, be like, here, lick this guy's asshole, and we get you a free glass of fucking what you think is champagne. What I know is just schlur.
Yeah. It's just weird. But it's where's weird. Your like? Where's your? What's it? Holiday heaven.
Heaven. It would probably be just like. I would just love to do like a big American road trip type thing, and actually drive the whole time.
But is that your idea of heaven, like being in a car the whole time? See, I think you might want to do that, but I don't think that's maybe your holiday.
Perfect holiday. It would probably be like, I don't know. I don't know what the perfect one. It would have to be a mixture. It would have to be something where you could do everything. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you could go to the beach, but it was a cool city, and then you could go out of the city to do other cool shit.
See, that's why Jamaica is the best place in the world, because you can do all of that. But that's why I'd like to go to Hawaii. I'd like to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Or I'd like to go to Santorini in Greece. That's it.
Is Greece not a bit dodgy at the minute?
Oh, yeah. But, like, it's really, really beautiful. So
I think it's just, you keep seeing the one picture of, like, those lump of white houses.
No, but that's what Santorini's like.
Yeah, but that's what fucking Tenerife's like too. More or less, you know what I
not
mean?
Not really.
Sort of. You know, the sand's black and it's full of Moroccans, but but you know, you get areas where it's like a wee bay, and the all around it is all these wee lovely white roofed sort of houses that look all nice. It's just any of them warm places. Seen one, you've seen them all. Although the black sand is weird. Although more visible when trying to wash it out of Uranus.
Nice to know.
Where is my mind?
Stop trying to ruin all the like perfect holidays.
What's your holiday? Oh, you told it there, Santorini's.
He slid it. No, I'd
well,
like
because
to
Greece is about to fall out its arse, you can go there for £200.
No, I'd like to go to Hawaii. So.
Cool. 48-hour flight. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
But you would love Jamaica. It's kind of exactly what you described there.
Let's go to Jamaica then, bro.
I would go back. I would totally go back.
Is it okay to eat junk food when you're eating clean if you said dirty bulking? That's what Helen Larvin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dirty bulking. I was doing a bit of dirty bulking last night. So I need to be super clean the rest of the week.
What have you had today? Cheerios. Yeah, that's not a great start.
Nah, it's not. I'm going to have to do a workout after this probably, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay, last question. Have you ever had food poisoning, or is there food you've eaten that's made you feel sick as fuck? What about you?
No, never.
I'll steal guts.
I really do have steel guts. Like, I just don't.
It's because your parents let you out in fields and you're young. Eating wasps.
Eat whatever you want. It was like us traveling. Like, I was totally fine the whole time. You literally couldn't deal with anything.
I couldn't stop shitting. But
just constantly shitting. I was totally fine. Just eating alive by insects. That's all I got.
Meow, 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 shitting. Someone sent me a poem here, I don't know why. Okay.
You have had food poisoning though, haven't you? Or like a reaction to food loads of times?
Well,
I think you're allergic to some sort of seafood, 100%, which you haven't figured out yet.
I've ruined many times with seafood poisoning.
Yes.
Well,
Hashtag Carlingford. Maureen, put your headphones on. Why? Just put them on now, quickly. Because we're in a tiny room. I was like, oh no. This is the worst night of our life.
Let me have seafood chowder and a bunch of Smithwicks. I mean, when I think back on the times where I've been sick with seafood, the mixture of stuff hasn't been good. Like, the time I had the seafood medley from Sainsbury's, shout out to Sainsbury's, I bought it at like 9 o'clock on a Friday in the fucking shop. Is that loud enough? Hello, hello. Cooked it up with some linguine. It was delicious, Maureen. And then I followed that up with Dr. Pepper and Haribo. So the creamy, fishy, Dr. Peppery Haribo, and then a fucking Ralphed everywhere. But it was fun to watch because it was like the linguine was like a rainbow filled with little.
Was it like the Snapchat rainbow vomit?
Yeah, filled with little bears, basically. Little bears and fried eggs.
Well, that just shows you that you don't have to chew your food either.
I mean, I did shit. I'm joking for the purpose of the joke, but I did get a rash on my chest and get really, really warm, and then
that's like a reaction.
Barf
like
and shit my life away, but I can, my body. This is fucked up to say, but like I barfed and shat so hard in that 20-minute period that I don't think I shit for about another 4 days after. Because it was just like it was that fucking Bruce Parry total evacuation. That's what it was like. I wish I could find that clip. I wonder, can I find
it? What have you done? You videoed it?
Hold on a second. I can look this up. Bruce.
Me shitting.
Me and Mickey used to say this all the time. Bruce Parry, total
Someone's bound to have seen this. Total evacuation. If not, I'm gonna have to search.
Did you type with one finger?
I can't reach over there. It's miles away. I'm getting a sore neck. Is this gonna work? It's the clip. Oh, we'll take more. We're gonna make a soundboard for next week. Look at all these fucking tribeswomen with their titties out. Do you think, Maureen, if you were a tribes person, you would develop some sort of bra anyway, just to strap your tits down? Or do you think you wouldn't
strap
mind?
Strap them down?
Yeah.
What do you mean strap them down? Like, so...
Like, just get tits in the way. Tits in the way.
Maybe, actually, yeah, they'd be kind of annoying to be just...
Like, just because no one cared about your boobs being out and it was the done thing, but do you think it would be less annoying to just cover them up, like... So that you weren't bending over to, you know,
probably
in a river and a crocodile bites your titties
you
off.
You could say that as well about balls.
So you'd need your dick put away, like.
I feel like it would be annoying, wouldn't it?
Well, it would just be like anytime you had to be up against something or crawl or carry something, you know what I mean? It would just be like trashing your dirty dick. Be all mucky and all, your mucky dick.
But wouldn't it be funny not to wear underwear? Like, just, it was the norm never to wear underwear.
Yeah, just
how weird would that be, though? It'd
just
be
let a little flap about. I can't, like, can you imagine, like, Game of Thrones days or whatever, people bucking?
Oh.
Like, you would have to be complete, like, animal need to breed overtaking your body, because you'd be like...
The smell.
The smell would be atrocious, like. You know, you're wearing your suit of armour all day, you pull that off. What sort of gooch have you got going on then?
I know, like, nowadays, it's like, if you don't shower for one day, it's like, oh my god, like, you feel so disgusting.
Yeah.
Imagine just, like, it's like you literally have, like, a bath once every 6 months. And everyone shares the same water as well, depending on how high you are in the household.
Yeah.
Just, but then I think it would become the norm. I think you would notice it now, but...
Like, you know the bit in Game of Thrones where... Your boy Momoa is just grabs that wee girl and he's just like, fucking take that fucking big old dick.
Yeah.
I bet you it just looked and smelled like an animal cock.
I mean, they're in the desert. It's all probably full of sand and everything.
Oh, gross.
Beetles. Just bits of
dung
fluff.
Dung beetle dick.
Yeah, like full just
her
just
family.
Bits
God
of stuff.
Knows what her family's like. Mess.
Who knows? Did they have pants then, though? I don't know. Would they?
What difference would that make?
Don't know. They probably don't, but you're probably just because you're wearing like long stuff, you kind of just you're not sitting your bra or something, like, I don't
there
think
there would just be so much just substances, you know. Just fluids and things be rotten.
I know. I'm like, you never see where they go to the toilet either, do you?
No, and you never see them, like, you never see them come back from Tesco like a 12 pack of shit roll either.
No, you didn't have toilet roll. Probably had something, I don't know, cloth or leaves or something.
You would have such an itchy dot all the time, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Just shiting in the desert, not getting a good old wipe going on. No washes, you know?
You'd just have to be like the hippo where you just like just shake your butt everywhere. Just hope it all comes away.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Your arsehole would just be like a bowl of bran flakes, wouldn't it?
That's so disgusting.
Yep. Anyway, we'll move on.
And like all the hair as well, like.
Oh yeah, there's no
like grooming.
There's
or
no
anything.
Grooming going on, and they're probably like, we grew extra hair because it's cold in the winter.
Oh yeah, you probably had more hair than what we had, and I mean you have a lot of hair all over your whole body.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was like some.
But you probably got girls with like furry arses, like a dude.
Yeah.
You know, totally invisible asshole and fannies. Just he's just Dothraki in that fur patch.
It would kind of take a little bit of the sort of. The look off Game of Thrones if they actually did that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be quite as nice.
And it was about as sexy a rape as I've ever seen. You could see in her face, she's right. Like, I'm totally being raped, but them pecs, though. It wasn't real, more it was a dramatization.
This is true.
Beer52.com sponsors this podcast if you want to support this podcast. I like to always throw in the sponsor after something horrendous has been said.
Yeah.
What do you want to... Now that we can play an outro tune, I think it's... My jiu-jitsu coach sent me a poem. I don't know why, but I kind of feel like maybe I should play it as an outro.
Okay.
It's called All the Way by Charles Bukowski. We'll play this. Let's get a general vibe for it.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty beautiful. Wordsmith.
All right. I thought we were talking about Damien. Pretty beautiful jiu-jitsu coach.
I'm sure he is. I've never really met him, so.
He's a lovely man.
But did he write this?
So you're talking
if you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you are going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It could mean freezing on a park bench. It could mean jail. It could mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, of how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it, despite rejection and the worst odds. And it will be better than anything else you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There is no other feeling like that. You will be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
This is one of these things where he has sent me that and I appreciate it, but I'm sort of like, was that, did you send that to everybody because you thought it was cool, or did you send it to me for something? I'll have to speak to him. General vibe was, if you're going to do something, go all the way. That's why it's called all the way.
It's true.
You know, don't half-arse it. Don't try it. Just do something you really want to do and go follow through with it. Maureen, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
I'm going to do that all the way.
Are you going to go like all the way?
All the way to the kitchen, make it. It's nuts. That was lovely little poem, wasn't it?
I love stuff.
And this is like one of Bukowski, you know, he's like one of those fucking like business. He's like Tony Robbins, you know, motivational. And you're like, what do you do? You fucking idiot. That's why I like your man Gary V. Actually has a business.
Yeah.
Giving out business information. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he doesn't really like people who just,
you're like, what's your business? And you're like, my business is the business of talking to you about business. You know, Bukowski, go all the way and all. What'd you do? Go walk, write a fucking poem? Fuck up.
I mean, I don't think he's the worst of them.
Bukowski? Oh, he loved an old pint, didn't he? As far as I know. Anyway, what's next? It's my boy Alex from the band Petty Youth, for which I made a video. Hurry up and put that out, by the way, guys. Stop fucking about. Just put the video out. But he also makes like these wee rap tunes.
It's a man of many talents.
He is. I might just let that play out. What do you think? Will we jump to the beat kicks in? Oh, it's got the DMB vibes. Son. You hear it? Deep alone, shy. Hey. Oh, dear. Anyway, I'll let this play out, and me and Maureen are going to have to go and smoke weed after listening to this song. Alright, see you later. Say see you later, Maureen.
See you later.
Bye.